For antiwar.com and Chaos Radio 95.9 FM in Austin, Texas, I'm Scott Horton, and this is Anti-War Radio. Well, folks, there were rumors going around over the past few days that bombing of Iran was going to start by the end of this week, though those reports were out of the Russian and the French media, and I really don't trust anything the Russians say. If I were them, I'd probably be trying to trick us into invading Iran rather than trying to warn us away from doing so. But looks like, according to this latest story, we have at least till the summer. Let's hope that that's true. This is from the Kuwait-based Arab Times newspaper. The U.S. is planning. Oh, did I say this summer? I'm sorry. I meant the end of this month. The U.S. is planning to attack Iran's nuclear reactors and other nuclear facilities by the end of this month, the Kuwait-based Arab Times newspaper reported Wednesday. Citing anonymous sources in Washington, it said that various White House departments had started preparing the political speech to be delivered by the U.S. president later this month, announcing the military attack on Iran. The speech will provide the, quote, evidence and the, quote, justification for the U.S. to resort to the military option after failing to persuade Tehran to give up its nuclear ambitions, said the report. Now, as I said, this is from the Arab Times out of Kuwait City. It's being re-reported here by Xinhua, or however you say it, the Chinese paper. So this is hardly the most credible sourcing here. But it's plausible enough, and if George Bush was to come on TV and give a speech attempting to justify a bombing of Iran, this is basically what he would say, that he has been unable to persuade the Iranians to give up their nuclear quote-unquote ambitions. And also, reading on here, according to the Times, one of the justifications expected in the speech is Iran's alleged role in the killing of American soldiers in Iraq by supporting various militias with money and arms. The U.S. president's speech will also point to Iran's political interference in Iraq, obviously in cooperation with Syria. The sources were quoted as saying that the U.S. will not resort to a ground attack in order to avoid human losses. And so I guess we should just take these one at a time. We don't even have to assume that this article is correct in predicting an attack by the end of the month. But let's take their word for it, at least as to what the justifications will be, because it only makes sense from what we know of the accusations in the past. First, Iran's nuclear ambitions. Iran, like the United States, is a member of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Which, by the way, as signers of it, America has promised to dismantle our nuclear weapons, which, of course, we have tens of thousands of and are engaged in a process of doing no such thing. But the Iranians, being a non-nuclear weapons state, what their signature to the Non-Proliferation Treaty means is that they forswear nuclear weapons and will not attempt to gain them. And it also guarantees their right to seek and use nuclear technology for peaceful purposes. In fact, the Non-Proliferation Treaty mandates that the nuclear power states, such as the United States, help the non-nuclear states to develop nuclear technology for peaceful purposes. And when you enrich uranium to 3.5%, which is the best the Iranians have been able to do, you can use it for fuel in your nuclear reactor, but you cannot make a bomb out of it. And so what they mean when they say nuclear ambitions is they want you to imagine a nuclear explosion and just leave it at that, but they don't want to be clear and explain that, no, according to the Central Intelligence Agency and the National Intelligence Director's Office and leaks from the Mossad and CIA agents on the beat level, Iran is 10 years away from a nuclear bomb, and that's if they begin trying to make one. Which they have not done. There is no evidence whatsoever that they have any secret nuclear program much less a secret nuclear weapons program. And what they do have in terms of a nuclear program is completely and totally monitored by the International Atomic Energy Agency. So they're not making nukes, and they can't make nukes. It's a casus belli. It's the same lie that they used for Iraq. I mean, we think how silly it is now that they accused Iraq of having a nuclear program or a nuclear weapons program. There's no way you can have some big advanced nuclear weapons program in a country like Iraq and get away with it. There's no way whatsoever. I guess it's possible that that the Iranians have some secret nuclear sites where they're developing weapons that nobody knows about. But there's no evidence whatsoever, and you don't go around starting wars based on a threat that only exists in people's imaginations. You know, never mind the fact that Iran couldn't deliver a nuke to the United States anyway. I doubt, you know, anyway. The whole smear campaign around Iran seeking nuclear weapons is just lies. That's all it is. There's nothing to back it up. Nothing. Look into it. Do your research. Read Dr. Gordon Prather and his articles at antiwar.com. He spent his career making bombs and taking them apart again and blowing them up and everything else. He knows all about nukes, and he'll tell you they can't make nukes over there in Iran. Give me a break. They're not even trying. Scott Ritter says the same thing. Seymour Hersh, the best investigative reporter in America, says the same thing. Hell, the head of the Knesset. In 2006, in December of 2006, just a few months ago, the head of the Knesset? The head of the Mossad testified to the Knesset, is what I meant to say. Meir Dagan, I believe his name is, testified to the Israeli parliament that, don't worry, they're years and years away. And that's assuming that they're trying, which, again, there's no evidence that they're even trying. Now, the second allegation here that George Bush would make if he were to start bombing Iran would be to accuse Iran of killing Americans in Iraq by supporting various militias with money and arms. Again, the vagary of that accusation ought to just jump right out at you, know? Which militias is Iran supporting? Which militias are being supported by Iran in Iraq? Is it the Sunni insurgency that's killed 3,200 Americans? No, it's not. The Iranians are intervening in Iraq. They are supporting the same factions the United States is supporting. The Dawa Party and the Supreme Council for Islamic Revolution in Iraq. These are the guys who were waiting for one day for their guardian angels to come and get rid of Saddam Hussein so that they could set up an Iran-friendly theocracy with the Shiite majority there. And America is backing them. They came in on the heels of our invasion. They won all the bogus elections America has held there. They are the ones with the power. They're not the ones fighting the American troops. They're the ones being trained by the American troops. But again, oh, well, Iran is supplying money and weapons to various militias in Iraq. And let's not be any more specific than that. I'm sorry. Iran is arming America's allies in Iraq, not America's enemies. It's a bunch of crap. And that isn't just me. You know, this whole set of accusations was widely panned by commentators and experts and various writers and authors and pundits all over the place. Experts of every description said, now, wait a minute, let's break this down. I interviewed a guy named Wayne White, who is from the State Department's intelligence agency here on these airwaves. And he said, yeah, that is a good question. How is it that Iran is killing Americans when Iran is backing America's allies in Iraq rather than our enemies? It's garbage. That's what it is. So add that to the nuclear program as a casus belli. We'll give that a quantity of zero for being good enough to bomb Iran. And then next we go to the militias and the bombs killing Americans. And we can add to that first zero another big zero on top of that. So far that zero times two still equals zero. And then the president's speech will also point to Iran's political interference in Iraq, obviously in cooperation with Syria, this stupid article says. And are they interfering? Again, yes, they are. They're backing the Supreme Council for Islamic Revolution and the Dawa Party, the same people that the United States backs in Iraq. That's who America is backing there. And this is supposed to be good enough to have a war over. And I'm here to tell you, my friend Mike in Tokyo Rogers wrote an article 3 or 4 years ago now called something about attacking Iran and Isaac Newton and the laws of physics and something. And he was just pointing out that, you know, Iran is about 3 times as big as Iraq. Really a little bit more than that. It's got about 4 times the population. And it has not been under continuous sanctions and bombing like Iraq has been since 1991, I guess. They have not been. And if America bombs Iran, they're going to fight back, and it's going to be rough. Does that mean that they could conquer the United States of America? Obviously not. But are they capable of defending themselves in ways that can hurt American interests all over the world, and particularly in the Middle East? Absolutely. And, you know, just Google $200 a barrel oil, and I bet you the first few articles that come up are in regards to people warning what might happen if America bombs Iran. That's why they call it the Persian Gulf, you know, because that's Persia on one side of it there. And all the Gulf oil comes through those little Straits of Hormuz, that tiny little, Rock of Gibraltar, little gateway there to the Persian Gulf. And the Iranians may not be able to shut it down, but they can make it really risky and really expensive to run oil through there. If they sink just a couple of tankers, that could shoot oil prices through the roof all over the world. And that's the kind of thing that leads to depressions, you know, where markets just cease functioning because states unleash their violence and screw everything up for everybody else. And, there are expert people, it ain't just me, sorry for the pause, I was trying to figure out the right way to say that. There are people who know what the hell they're talking about, former intelligence people and former military people and so forth, who have brought up the Chinese and Russian supersonic anti-ship missiles that are in the possession of the Iranians. And, you know, I guess if you know there's an incoming missile to your aircraft carrier and you point your Aegis radar at it and blast away with every minigun on the boat, maybe you can create such a storm of metal out there that you can disintegrate that incoming warhead before it hits your ship. But, you know, does anybody want to bet on that? I think it's kind of been long known, although rarely talked about, that the navies of the world are pretty